Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Tuesday, August 23, 2011. PSC directs FPL to clarify new account customer service procedures. The Florida Public Service Commission today directed Florida Power & Light to revise the script used by its customer service representatives when helping new customers initiate service to clarify call transfer procedures and the handling of customer information. FPL customer service representatives currently transfer new customers to FPL Energy Service, FPLES, to receive a confirmation number, which is actually their account number. Once transferred, new customers are then offered FPLES programs like Application Guard and Surge Shield, which are not PSC regulated. We want to avoid any possible confusion for a customer trying to establish utility service, PSC Chairman Art Graham said. By instructing FPL to clarify the language used for transfer, new customers will now be aware that their customer service information may be relayed to FPLES and any services offered are not regulated by the PSC. Concerns raised by customers in FPL's last rate case led to a commission audit of the financial relationship between the two entities. While the audit found Florida Power & Light in compliance with commission rules on cost allocation and billing for affiliate activities, PSC staff were worried about potential customer confusion during the call transfer process. 8 complaints about FPLES services have been received by the Commission in the last 2.5 years. FPL must submit a revised, clarified script to the Commission within 30 days of the final PSC order. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter @FloridaPSC.